And here we are again. This is Just Generic, and this is Generic Podcast. Brought to you by BelowTopSecret.com. Oh, I did a stupid thing. You know, I went out and I got this really cool digital answering machine so that I would never have to answer my telephone again. Because that's something that's important to me, not having to answer my telephone. And I don't. As a general rule, I don't answer my phone. People know that when they call me, that it's always going to go to voicemail. And if I hear your voice and I'm in the mood to talk to you, I'll pick it up. Otherwise, you know, I'll call you back in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or, you know, whenever the hell I want. So I have this answering machine, and it's sort of a weird little antisocial thing that I have. When I'm at home, I like to be at home, unavailable, free to do whatever I want to do, which is generally nothing. Because I putter a lot, so I start a lot of things. I don't generally finish them. So my life is just perpetually started and unfinished. And I kind of like it that way. But, you know, I hate the telephone. I just hate the telephone. I don't know if it's because I have friends that just don't know when to shut up, or if it's, you know, and they talk for like hours. You know, and one told me that she talks for hours because I never pick up my phone to talk to her. So there's a lot of things to catch up on. And I just thought, no, you know what? That's just a sneaky way to try to get me to answer my phone. And it's not going to work. So anyway, I don't answer the phone. And Tuesday I did. And, you know, I didn't even look at the call display. I have call display so that I can see who's calling. And I can, you know, roll my eyes or grab it before the answering machine does if it's something really important. Or I can just, you know, laugh while it goes to the answering machine. And I answered it without looking at the call display and before it had a chance to go to voicemail. And as soon as I heard his voice, I knew that I was going to be very angry. And I didn't know how angry I was going to be, but I knew I was going to be angry. There was just, you know, this anticipation. I was waiting for it. It was guaranteed to be a stupid question. And he didn't disappoint. My ex called me on Tuesday with a stupid question. Oh, what a surprise. He calls me at least twice a week with a stupid question. And when he came back into my daughter's life, he was an absent father for about 15 years of her 18 years. You know, I had never bad-mouthed him. I hadn't put him down to my daughter. I always figured that at some point he would take the initiative and he would make it right. And he did. It took him a long time, but he finally did it. And I wanted to make sure that he had that option, because it's not my place to prevent that from happening. He's the only one who's prevented it, not me. I don't want the responsibility for that. And so he and my daughter have been working this out. Unfortunately, it means that on occasion I have to talk to him. Relative to the child, at least this is how I think of it in my head. I don't want to talk to him for any other reason. I just, you know, we discuss kid-related things, and our kid-related things, not he and his wife's kids-related things. Just he, my daughter, and I discuss things relative to her. It makes perfect sense to me, but unfortunately, he's just not able to comply. And this has been an endless source of irritation for me for, like, the past year. The man has called me twice a week. For the past year, to ask me some of the dumbest questions. You know, I've been in customer service, I've been in tech support, And I mean, I've dealt with children, special needs kids, and I worked at a daycare center, and I've heard more intelligent questions coming from some of the five-year-olds. He's not a bright man, and that frustrates me as well. That is a major irritant for me. So we have stupid questions coming from a stupid person, and long distance. He didn't call somebody local to find out what to do about his daughter, who's been really quite sick all day long. No, he calls long distance to get some advice. And I lost it. I lost my mind. I went completely and totally generically insane. And I just launched into this, I don't know, 20-minute long tirade about how stupid he is. And it didn't stop there. No, it wasn't just about how stupid he was. I went back 17 and a half years to get material to launch at him in the present time. You know, 17 and a half years I went back to get nasty stuff, mean stuff, really emotionally painful stuff. Because I was so frustrated and so angry and just so determined that I was going to make him bug off. Just bug off. And, I should have just not answered the phone, or I should have hung up the phone. I can think now in retrospect of all the things that I should have done. Number one, having been keep my big, fat, generic mouth shut. And I couldn't find it in myself to do it. And, I was nasty. I was vicious. I was bloodthirsty. I went for the jugular. This poor, stupid man had no idea. He had no clue that this little question he had about his sick child was going to net him such a painful reward. And it was nastier than I mean, I just don't do that. And so I've been thinking about this all week long, and it just eats away at me, because you know what, for every day that goes by that I don't call him and apologize for the things that I said, the angrier that he will get, and then, you know, the more tense that our relationship or our communication will be, and this could have effect on my daughter. You know, he's only been back in her life for like a year. And so she's worried as well that, you know, oh, Jesus Christ, you couldn't keep your mouth shut, could you? You know, now you've gone and pissed him off, and he's not going to call me anymore, and it's all your fault. And so, you know, I really put my foot in a steaming pile this time. And that's a Calgary term, in case you didn't know. Put your foot in a steaming pile, you know, without your boots. And I kind of screwed up. And so I have to apologize. And, you know, everybody who knows me here in real time, in the real world, knows I hate to apologize. I will pull out a tooth with no anesthetic before I will apologize. I hate to apologize, especially to him, because he's stupid. And because I don't have that connection with him anymore, clearly, you know, but I hurt his feelings, and it was uncalled for. It was, oh my God, was it uncalled for. You know, and I don't hate him, but I mean, had anybody been listening to that conversation on Tuesday, they never would have known it. I mean, they would have thought this was a person that, you know, they would have been going around the house to make sure that I didn't have any weapons. Because it was just so venomous. It was just pure acid coming out of my mouth. And so, you know, he's just a stupid, dumb guy. And just being his normal, stupid, dumb self. And I was not myself. I went completely and totally off the deep end, out of character, and did something that I wouldn't normally do. And now I have to do something else that I wouldn't normally do, which is apologize. And so I've just really created this really nasty situation for myself that just, I'm not happy about it. And, you know, it's funny when thinking about my ex, because he, I'm like walking on eggshells around him, because he is an emotional, an emotionally based person. You know, he really throws the emotions around, and I don't. I'm, you know, his favorite word for me is ice queen, and you know, that's fine. I'm not an overly emotional person. I'm not emotionally showy, you know. I don't just hang it out there for anybody to see. I mean, you know, some things are personal. And, you know, there's an appropriate time, and then there's a non-appropriate time. And just about every time I've been, you know, getting cookies is a non-appropriate time for certain emotions. Anyway. So I'm not an emotional person. I prefer not to be, you know, just because it's more comfortable for me. It's uncomfortable for other people because they, you know, they think I'm kind of, you know, cold, I guess. But no, I'm not. You know, behind the scenes, he thinks I'm just reveling in my superior intellect, and you know, my bitchiness of everything that I've said to him and all the points that I made. I made a lot. I made a lot of points, you know, to drive home the reality of his stupidity. And you know, while I can run circles around him intellectually, that's not the point. The point is I did something really mean. He's probably sitting there thinking that I'm, you know, having a great time. I'm actually feeling really guilty, and I don't like to feel guilty. And I am really embarrassed that I did this, because it's not something that I do. So, I have to apologize now. So, and that sucks. That really sucks. So I will apologize eventually. I don't know when. I will have to, otherwise it'll just get worse. And, you know, it'll bother me until I do, and, you know. I don't like to be bogged down with emotional things, and guilt is one of the things I don't like to be bogged down with, because that's a real pain. So I'll have to apologize. But you know, it is funny about my ex and the things that he does, and he's always talking about the past and how he could have worked everything out, and I generally just, you know, give him a really long bit of silence. And that's my answer. It's just silence. I'm not even going to go there with him. I'm not even going to broach the topic. I'm not even going to make any considerations about it at all. It's just not on my mind. It's a non-issue. Not something I'm going to deal with. So it's kind of like he puts me up on this pedestal. Sometimes, you know, that he just wants to put me up on this pedestal and you know, I don't know, I think I'm wonderful and smart and all of these things, and I am, but, you know, I mean, he's got a wife, he's got a whole brand new life that, you know, has nothing to do with me, yet he keeps, you know, bringing me back into it. And then, you know, other times he'll say things that just make me think that, you know, maybe he doesn't really want me up on this pedestal. He'd much rather have me under the wheels of his car. So, you know, he kind of goes back and forth. But then he's a Gemini, right? So, you know, I'm a Capricorn. Who thought up that match? Not that I really put a lot of stock in you know, horoscopes and birth signs and things. But, you know, there are some very traditional and chartable characteristics for each sign, and you know, Geminis are really kind of all over the place, and Capricorns are notoriously practical to a fault, and so anyway, you know, I'm either up on a pedestal or you know, if you can get the imagery, I'm sure he's imagined me under the wheels of his car. I'm sure that's what's going through his mind right about now. And anyway, so it's just been a really tiring week. I've had that on my mind. And there's been other things on my mind too, you know, in relation to my kid. She's made it to 18 without ever having given it up, if you know what I mean. let's say she's got a bag of cookies, and there's a bunch of boys, and they would like to have one of her cookies. Well, she's still got all of her cookies, and those boys, well, you know, they ain't getting them. And so I'm very proud of her for maintaining her stock of cookies, to be perfectly honest. I can't say it because it's very traumatic for me, so we're going to have to think in terms of cookies here. For about the past 2 months, she's been, you know, sort of hinting that she might be wanting to ask some more in-depth, graphic-type questions on the topic of boys and their love of and their want of her cookies. And, she'd start off a conversation, and I would, you know, be very open to it. I would pretend to be very open to it. And then she would chicken out, she'd turn beet red, she'd run to her room and, you know, rethink the whole thing. And, day before yesterday, Wednesday it would have been, the day after I screwed one thing up. I got a chance to do something right anyway. And so she caught me, and we ended up having a two-hour discussion about, you know, her cookies and her desire to retain her cookies and to not give her cookies away. And I was just so traumatized because, you know what, we weren't referring to anything as cookies, I gotta tell you. And in the context of this podcast, if I were doing a video cast, you could see the little tears welling up in my eyes, because this is a topic I always knew was going to come eventually. This kid was going to ask me about her cookies, and what should she do with her cookies, should somebody ask for one? And, oh my God, I don't know how I made it through it, but I did. And so we had this two-hour conversation, very, very matter-of-fact, very casual, you know, just girls sitting down, having a chit-chat. I tried to put it out of my mind that this was my little baby, now grown up, asking me about what to do with this bag of cookies that she's got that all these boys apparently want. And, I'd like to meet these boys, number one, they come to the house and I will let them know that the cookies are not available for quite a while. But my daughter doesn't want to do this, of course. But she's held on to her cookies for so long because she has plans, and she is a smart kid, and she knows that there are consequences to everything that she does in life. I've been really diligent in making sure that she does know that there are consequences to everything that you do in this life. Everything you do affects somebody else, affects you, affects your environment, and affects your future. You have to really choose wisely. And she has the skills to be able to choose wisely. And for whatever she doesn't have, she comes to me and she asks and she gets information and asks for my opinion. And while it's extremely traumatic to have your young daughter come to you and ask, you know, what to do with her cookies, should she give away her cookies just to get it over with, or should she, you know, share her cookies only with somebody that she really, really wants to share her cookies with? And this was actually one of the things she asked me. She was, you know, when I have these cookies, and sometimes I think I should just give away the cookies and just be done with it. And, as a parent, I'm sitting there, and I just want to curl up into a little ball, and I want to hum and hum and hum until I go to sleep. And I don't want to be having this conversation with my little baby. And reminding you again, we weren't calling anything cookies. She was using proper names for everything, people. No funny little things, but I'm still so traumatized about the whole thing. I just feel much better calling it cookies, because, you know, this is my kid. My kid's not supposed to, I mean, I know she's a normal, healthy, maturing young girl. She's, you know, she's a knockout. She really is a knockout, and she's very smart, and she's very funny, and she does have cookies. And, you know, sometimes she will want, at some point, she will want to share her cookies with somebody. And I have to accept that. And on some levels I do, and on some levels I just don't. I'm not ready. So, you know, I've had to have this discussion with my daughter about the cookies. And she even asked what it was like for me with my cookies. You know, and, you know, I suppose this is a normal, healthy conversation. And, you know, I've always been very open with her, and she knows that she can ask me just about anything, you know. And she did. Damn her, she did. So we had to get into a lot of stuff. Not terribly, terribly graphic, because remember, you know, I'm her mom, and that was kind of gross for her, but she did have a couple of questions that, you know, she wanted to know about. And, you know, we sort of ended the conversation, because, you know, you can't show fear when you're talking to children, because they're children, and they're vicious. And you show any sign of weakness, whatsoever, even the slightest blush at something uncomfortable, and they will tear you to shreds. Or worse, they'll go get the information from one of their peers who has absolutely no clue. So I would much rather that she come to me and she get the straight goods. And you know, that's just the way we run the house. If she doesn't know, she knows she can always come ask me, and if I don't know, I'll find out for her. And, you know, it's responsible, proactive parenting going on there. And look how traumatized I am as a result, okay? This is what being the cool mom nets you. It nets you just, you know, major amounts of anxiety. And you start calling things cookies. Anyway, I guess all of her friends are giving away their cookies. And so she had this on her mind. And we sort of ended the conversation. And she went back to her room, and she was fine. You know, I mean, this is a conversation that she'd been ready for. And, you know, they always say, don't go into great detail until they start asking, and you'll know, and all this stuff. What they don't tell you is how goddamn traumatized you are going to be afterwards. It's... this is my baby. Jeez Louise. Anyway, so she is fine. She got the information she needed. She asked the questions she needed to ask. She was satisfied with all the answers and the content of the discussion, and that was it. She went into her room, and I sat in the living room in the dark for the next 2 hours, just staring off into space. I was lost. It was just... it was numbing. Anyway, you know, if you got kids out there, just, you know, love them, because they eventually grow up, and then you have to have these talks about cookies with them, and that's not fun, you know. But just be good to your kids, and hopefully they will grow up and carry on the tradition of being good to others, and holding on to their cookies for as long as they possibly can. Don't give no cookies to no one. Oh, God. Cookies. You know, cookies are fun, but I'm not going to go off on that, because, you know what, that's a whole other podcast, you know, anyway, so on that note... I'm going to end this podcast, because I've completely upset myself all over again. I'm just so traumatized. This has been Just Generic, and this has been the Generic Podcast. And hang on to those cookies.